Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I am your host, Atik Ahmed Bhatti.
And I'm Nyla Chima. Welcome, everyone.
The other host. And it's been an absolutely amazing week. It always is, ladies and gentlemen, because you probably think, hey, Atik says that every time, but it's just life, isn't it? When you're a homeopath, when you're into service to humanity, then every week is just a phenomenal week. And we have a phenomenal guest. You'll remember that in episode 40 and 81 of the Homeopathy Health Show, we had the good fortune and honour to welcome Ian White, who is not only a fifth generation herbalist, and yes, you heard me right, fifth generation herbalist, but also the founder of the incredible and amazing Australian Bush Flower Essences. And I'm absolutely delighted to welcome him back. Myself and Nyla, we're absolutely delighted to welcome Ian White back as our returning guest. So, Ian, virtual hug and everything else that goes, maybe a few essences thrown in as well. Welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. Woohoo!
Yeah, it's great to be back. And now it's expanded too. There's double whammy here.
Yeah, things can only get better. and they did. People were bored of just
female essence in it.
I know that you've had a very, very busy year, and we had the good fortune to meet last year, and we spent some good time together as well. And that was very, very profound, actually, to see how you go about your work with the essences. And we've discussed some of the essences on the Homeopathy Health Show on the previous episodes, 40 and 81, respectively, as I mentioned. But you've had a quite busy year this year, haven't you? It's been very, very progressive and productive.
Yes, it is. And, I've just come back from a three-month teaching trip in Europe, including the UK and Japan. And about 4 weeks' time, we're heading off to teach in South America. I used to go about every 2 years, but I haven't, with COVID and what have you, I haven't been back since 2018. I'm telling him it's my last teaching trip, so come and see me while I'm in there. And there's a joke in Australia, there was a singer called Johnny Farnham. Every 6 months he'd have his final farewell tour. So people saying, farewell tours in South America, you undo this, Ian. So, and also my wife has retired. She was previously for 30 years the principal harpist at the Australian Opera. So, yes. Which means she's a bit more free now of her time to come gallivanting around and doing nice things with me.
Wonderful. And I had the honor to meet her as well. And it's, you share, by the way, I have to say you share some magical energy. So, hey,
yeah, wonderful. I cannot wait to meet you as well in person. Hopefully, you'll be here. We missed you this year. Hopefully, next year, we're going to meet you when you're again here in UK. And can't wait to see those flowers in real life.
Yeah. Come on. I'm looking forward to showing him. And I mean, all things going to plan, we hope to be teaching in London in sort of towards the second half of May.
So, wonderful. And that's in 2026. So hey, we could actually do some promos there as well. That would be nice, wouldn't it? You know,
I
was talking to Nyla about this, and we were talking about the bush flower essences, and They're just so profound, Ian. And I know you know this because I've shared it with you so many times now, but they truly are absolutely amazing. You know, they do truly change an individual. I know that I shared with you previously my two all-time greats, personally speaking, Woman's Essence and She Oak, but they're just every single time that I give those to a patient, it's like, wow. You know, we're not talking months. We're literally talking within sometimes a few hours or sometimes within days. There's such a transformation. It's so amazing.
I do have my personal favorite before we ask you your personal favorite, the electro balance. I attended one of your webinars, and with the environment that we are in, electronic exposure, everything, when I feel like I am running down of energy, or I feel like there's a heavy weight on me, and the mind-body connection is not working so well, I just take one or two drops, and it feels like someone has poured some energy drink in me. Buzz again. It feels like
Brilliant.
I'm reconnecting again, because we are heavily overloaded here in UK. Even if I do have Wi-Fi, etc., my kids, they're 4 kids working with internet all the time, so just get tired. And it was a great teaching that you have done for us, and it helps me. It's in my kitchen cupboard. I take it whenever it's needed.
Yeah, and we're just exposed to so much electromagnetic radiation as well. And going to Japan every year, because it's working like, as you know, on all forms of radiation. So, the amount of radioactivity from the nuclear accident in Fukushima, it's in the soil, it's in the oceans, it's in the fish and seaweeds, which is, their staple foods. And in fact, that radiation's been detected from Alaska right down to Chile now. So it's still seeping out. So we just do get exposed to so much, radiation. And with the electro, we have people in radiation therapy for cancers. If they take the electro, they don't get the burning. The oncologists say, well, I don't know why you don't get burned. Everyone else gets burnt and they're a lot calmer. They don't get as traumatized by the treatment. Even if someone's had the radiation therapy, years early, we still give them electro to help release that stored radiation within the body. And, I know you've had a very hot summer and, sunburn, when people aren't used to that heat, quite, laying in Regent's Park, frying themselves to a crisp. And, sometimes people taking the electro and old sunburn from years previously comes out in their body just to be released because it's being stored and held in there.
Wow, amazing, amazing. I think, oh, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And hey, there is some really good news. It's always good news when Ian White is on the show, actually, I have to say. And as you can tell from my voice, I'm absolutely buzzing and I just can't control it. The sheer joy and excitement, a living legend. The real 007 as far as Australian bushflower is. That was so corny. Oh my God, I can't believe I said I'm sorry, Ian. But I mean it in terms of the love that we and the respect that we have for you. And we truly actually would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for the incredible work that you do, because it's people like you who actually spend hours and hours driving and then walking to source something that can help an individual or individuals around the world to find out those healing properties. And sometimes it doesn't work out. I remember last time you shared the story that it was raining and you had to go back after 2 or 3 days travel, and then you had to do it all over again. No one was asking you to do that. No one was pushing you. It was you. It was your inner zeal and your drive and your passion and your commitment and that magnetism that you have to nature and that connection to service to humanity. So we honor you and we respect you and we thank you.
Oh, that's very kind words. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, I think, yeah, times when, you travel, Australia's a big country, you're flying the other side of the country, and then the flower you've come to make, it's delayed, the flowering time's behind. So we've had an incredible lot of rain while Europe has been sweltering. We've had, cold snaps, but very wet on the East Coast. And it's certainly affecting the flowering time of the plants. Yeah.
So, well, there is some good news that we would like to share, ladies and gentlemen, which is that there are three new essences namely the 2025 essence, something called Mood, and Sedum Caerulean. So, Ian, we would love you to share and impart your knowledge for those listening. Over 70,000 listening, by the way. What, tell us more of the healing properties and why and how you came about. I'd be interested to know why and that thought process of, well, let's do this. And what about this 2025 essence and the
Yeah.
need for it?
So last year we released a combination called 2024 Essence. And that was the first time I had done something like that. And it was in response to what would be an essence that really taps into what's going on in the planet, which would help individuals. And a lot of that was based on numerology. I think when I studied my naturopathy back in the 70s, at the same time I did numerology, and every patient I've treated, I always do their chart because straight away in 15 seconds from getting their birth date, you can work out the strengths and challenges. And if we look at 2024, if you add up the numbers, it comes to 8. So it's called a universal year 8. It's got a lot to do with money and coming up to a new change. There's a lot of finance if you're going to make major change in your life. And it was very well received. So this year, we released the 2025 essence. And just to digress a little, when I first started making the bush essences, I never used to make combinations. I only gave the remedies singly. And one time, a patient, very distressed, came to me to my house. His wife, who was 8 months pregnant, reversing out the driveway, car speeding on the wrong side of the road, crashed into her. She was lost the baby. She was in intensive care. They didn't think she was going to make it. He came to my house and said, "I just know there's something you can do." Little voice told me to mix a number of remedies together. And I'd only ever given them singularly prior to that. So I put them all in the one bottle. He went away. He couldn't give the drops under her tongue because she was in a coma. And so he's just putting it on temples and nurses putting on her wrists as well. And after 3 days, they said, "Oh, look, she's coming out of the coma, may not be the same person, And but by the end of the week, still working that combination, she was almost back to normal. And the doctors, the specialists there said, "We don't know what was in those bottles. We can't explain, except there's something's happened from her taking those drops." And that was the genesis of a combination we called emergency essence. So whenever emotional, physical trauma, you do it and you take it every 10 minutes if you need to calm, settle things down. And that's emergency essence has been, around for like 35 years. It's always been of the combinations our most popular one. It's probably the most popular of anything in the bush essence range, single essences or whatever. And this year, the 2026 has outsold the emergency essence 4 to 1 in all countries, not just here in Australia, but in the UK, in rest of Europe, etc. And in 2026, if you added the numbers up, you get a 9. And in the system of numerology I work with, 9 represents that 9-year cycle, 9 represents the beginning of the new cycle. So we've put essences in there to be open to change, but also and to prepare you for the opportunities that more likely come through in a year 9 than other times. So you can really grasp those opportunities. And as we're going into a new cycle, it's good to let go of any old emotional baggage you're hanging on to. So I chose a remedy called Dagahakia. And Dagahakia has needle-like leaves, and at the tip of the leaf, it's very sharp and spiky. And on an emotional level, it's working on resentment. So, a lot of people hold on to old resentment. I say, "Well, look, going into the new cycle, let go of all that old resentment, so you're much got a clean slate to start the new cycle with."
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And the other area that I was focusing on was self-esteem, to feel that, you know, new opportunities coming, that believe in yourself, to really, yeah, I'm good enough to make a go of this, or to, you know, these goals and visions I'm getting, yeah, I can do that. And we have one called Guy Meir Lilly. And if your audience is not familiar with this plan, which probably most won't be, it's got a stem of 7 meters tall. It's a huge flower. It's almost like wrapping your arms around. It's a little hard to get around it. And it's being seen for who you are, really standing up and saying, this is who I am, this is what I believe. And it's very much empowering you to come into your full sovereignty and your full potency and power. So that was the other thing which I thought was very important this year. People really stepping up and believing in themselves, and being seen for who they are, what they believe in. And we have also a remedy, colophyllum, which we talked about last time, which is all about coming into your leadership, you know, and realizing you don't have to be an old man in your, you know, or an older man, I should say, in your 80s or something to be a leader. You can be a teenager, you can be a tween, you can, you know, 20s, 30s, whatever age. We all have leadership qualities, and to really step up and see what's needed and fill that breach. So, you know, I was in a visit, a health clinic the other day, and you know, when I was leaving, the owner said, oh, how's 2025 going? And I just shared how popular it is. Everyone I know is on it. It's gone that well because it's word of mouth. You know, people start taking, and they're having quite amazing experiences and telling their friends and colleagues and what have you. And it's just rippled effect. And as I said, I suppose from a media point of view, it's like gone viral. That's very exciting to see when you tie in with the numerology, to see what's happening, the trends, what people are likely to be going through, taking their opportunities, and then putting something together to meet that. Now, you know, and I'm not quite sure when we're going to be airing, but my next newsletter is coming out on Tuesday, and it's the 9th of the 9th. And my apologies if it, you know, you pre-record and we come out later than that. But being a 9 year, of all the different months, then those ones divisible by 3, March, June, December, are potent. But the 9th month of the 9th year is even, like, if there's one time you're going to take this remedy, it would be this month. And a lot of people have obviously taken before, and I'm saying, that's great. Take it again. And if you want to take it, you know, like, you know, starting on that 9th, but certainly in September, it'd be a fantastic one. You know, we recommend, you know, taking it for 2 weeks. If you're already taken, even taking it for a week would be very beneficial. But it's very auspicious time to be working with that remedy. Yeah. So that's exciting.
A couple of things, actually. I was just thinking of something before, and I know Nyla wants to ask something specific on that. But one was that when you said 9th of the 9th, for some reason, I really felt like a burst of energy come through.
My God, I also got goosebumps when you mentioned that.
What was that about? That
Yes,
was so
I
strong,
was
wasn't
like when you said ninth of the ninth of the
it?
year ninth, and I had goosebumps all over my body that essence has to be taken, and I was just about to order that.
I was just hit with something, you know. It was like really sort of got me. I almost zoned out for a moment there, you know, on the ninth, because I was thinking, what happened there? But also these remedies that you're speaking about, and the theme is very much acceptance, isn't it? Because we're talking about the time where we are now, where people are asking that question, aren't they, Ian? Who am I? Why am I here? What am I? What is my purpose? What are my skills? Everybody's not everybody, let me rephrase, that would be the wrong word to use, but a lot of people certainly are very looking at the negatives. And that's just society, I suppose, because there's so much going wrong, right? But people are starting to turn around and look at the positives, but you need help, you need support. And this is where the essences are so profound. You've just given this example of the lady who sadly lost her child, but she recovered. And this is where the essences come in. It's like, who am I? It's like, well, take this, and your body will say, give you that answer, and you'll accept yourself. And it's very much about coming into the know, isn't it? Who you are, what you're destined to do, what you want to do.
And if you're feeling comfortable of who you are, it makes it that much easier just to, you know, for you to stand up and this is who I am. You don't worry if you might get a bit of negativity or you know, criticizing or whatever, because, you know, this is you're willing to stand up there. And, you know, we all, UK, Australia, we all suffer from the tall poppy syndrome. So some people, you know, they're a little bit reluctant to stand up and be seen and celebrate, you know, the very positive things about who they are and what they believe in, because they're going to get tried to be pulled back down. And in fact, there's an analogy I use with this flower, the Gaia lily, that, you know, people being in the chicken coop, there's lots of chickens there, you don't get to fly very high, but it's comfortable. And then you look up and there's a few eagles flying and hovering, having a great time. But it's a little bit more lonely. There aren't as many eagles to hang out with, so to speak. And that, like, you know, like really wanting to be the very best version of who you are, I think, is a strong one. People are really feeling now that that's my motivation. That's where I really want to be heading towards.
I think the problem we have with sorry, Niall. So this is such a magical conversation. The problem we have in society, Ian, is isn't it very much that because of various, you know, social media and it's all is very much to do with, oh, they did this and I have to do that, or I have to conform to something else, or, you know, it's like the best of the best of the best. Whereas every single human being has a skill, is blessed with a skill, with something that will make them stand out within their own remit as such, isn't it? So it's about being comfortable with what you have, right? And making best potential and use of it.
And finding what that is. I mean, I think a lot of people get very frustrated because they know there's some exactly that some special talent skill that they have and haven't quite found it. And if you do find it, there's that such joy and satisfaction in what you're doing. You know, like look at both of you. You know, you're like you the joy you have in working homeopathy, sharing homeopathy with the world, and you know, helping people individually as well. And like it could offer you 10 million pounds, and you'd still come back and do this. You know, it's like, you know, it's just that joy, that deep core satisfaction you get from doing what you really love to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You got me there because it is actually because of the sheer joy, the smile that you have, the satisfaction that you see on your patient's face when they feel better. It's worth more than those 10 million pounds. It feels that you are doing something that is purposeful. It's I am going back to the 2025 Essence because I've just looked at it, and you have mentioned letting go of emotional baggage and especially old resentment. And the people that are walking into my practice, these are the core emotions that they are sharing, actually, that either they are in that transitional phase where they feel like, no, now is the time I need to leave everything back and move forward, or now they are either in that anxious phase where the old resentments are coming and not letting them sleep. I think I am going to incorporate this into my practice from today onwards. Maybe this will help them go to that transition, go beyond that transition and go where they need to be.
Look, I think sadness and resentment are probably the two emotions which are the most commonly held onto by people.
Well, it's the thing is that why not last year? Why not next year? They are looking for that change this year. So it has to be something to do with the new beginnings, the 2025. They want to transition, and let's help them transition.
Exactly. And you know, one of the remedies we've got is bottle brush, which I'm always excited when I come to Europe because more and more people have got their own bottle brush. You know, when it's very cold, you can put it in a pot and bring it back inside. And bottle brush is that letting go of the old too. So there's a remedy Bohemia to prepare you for new opportunities and changes that you make. But bottle brush, when you're okay, letting go of the old, I'm in the change now, and make sure you're not overwhelmed. And just in that 9 year cycle, that if you're going to make a major change, maybe looking at where career or where you live, things along those lines, those big choices, they work out very well in a year nine. Now, it's not that you have to make change, but if you are thinking doing a change, like the year nine is the perfect time to be doing it. And people don't like change generally, like they're scared or put it off, or you know, like everything to go along exactly the way it is. Nothing changed. Unfortunately, life doesn't way.
You have to take risks, right? If you were not out there in the outback, you know, days on end in the extreme heats, and sometimes I think you mentioned that sometimes you don't see people for miles and miles, and you're just on your own and you're focused and you've got that flower in your hand, you know, you've found it, you know, near in a rock or somewhere. And you know, that we need people like you. I mean, I have to say, you are one of the unique people. I talk to so many people. We talk to so many people, but I don't want to embarrass you, of course, but it's just beautiful what you do. Honestly, I there's so much respect for this, and it, because of what you're doing, and it's making a profound difference in people's lives, you know. So, greatest respect to you. Which Ian takes us on to the mood essence, doesn't it? And again, it's something very much to do with this creating, restoring balance, because we a lot of population seems to be on a polarity, right? So it's either one extreme or the other. You know, there's either over-functioning of the adrenal glands or there's under-functioning, and everyone's just like, oh God, I don't know what I want to do. You know, so this is something I think that will help very, very much indeed, wouldn't it? Mood to balance the scales, and to not for adrenals. I'm talking generally. The thought process, the mind element, and trying to move forward and feeling balanced.
Look, I think if you talk to any practitioner, and especially the psychiatrist, the main things that they're seeing is depression, anxiety. And the anxiety levels in people, say, under the age of 30, it's off the charts. It seems like so common for younger people, teenagers, people in their 20s, to be so much anxiety going through. It seemed to, even before COVID, it was quite noticeable. But you know, the whole COVID experience, it seemed to accelerate that. And you know, like we do have limitations with what we can say about the products in terms of the physical claims. So, you know, I wanted to call, you know, a remedy dealing with depression, anxiety, and now finding a name that we could say that people would understand what it's dealing with. But that's basically it. It's dealing with anxiety, depression, feeling out of balance, as you said, stabilizing that, lots of mood swings. The main remedy I work with depression is Tall Yellow Top. And it's got a beautiful doctrine of signatures, and that all the stamens are just really pouring out, reaching out. And it's like when someone's depressed, there's a withdrawing. They go within, you know, they cut off their social contacts, and there's just like this isolation that they feel, the loneliness. And this flower is really helping them bring them out and make contact. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful golden flower. It's called Tall Yellow Top. Should be Tall Golden Top. And of course, we all know, you know, what a great remedy Aurum Metallicum is for depression. And so it's got that aspect. It grows in a very hot environment. It's in the daisy family, and daisies as a family is working with the relationship to community, or the community. And for Tall Yellow Top, it's that isolation, that alienation from the community. And you know, you can think of the houses getting bigger and less people in them. You know, there's 30% of houses in Western countries have a single occupant. Massive increase in just 30 years. It's tripled. So houses are getting bigger, less people. So that sense of isolation, loneliness. And so, you know, Tall Yellow Top's in there. And we have a flower called Pink Flannel Flower, which is all about gratitude, which, you know, that along with love are the two highest emotions. You know, we have, you know, the Japanese researcher Emoto used to take electron microscope photos of water crystals. And, you know, I'm sure many of the listeners have heard of his work where he would have beautiful, pristine water with lovely crystalline structure. And then he would write the word hate around the vial of that same water and would just disintegrate that crystalline structure. So freezing the water samples, and just as it was starting to thaw, he would take his photos with a microscope of that crystalline structure. But he found love was the highest vibration, the most beautiful crystal, but equal was gratitude. And so the pink flannel flower, working with gratitude, it restores that joy de vivre. So, you know, when things aren't going so well, it's easy to focus on more the negative aspects in your life or what's going on around you. And this one brings back all the things you take for granted, all the very positive aspects, and that's that gratitude. Wow, there's so many good things in my life. I've got a sore thumb, but, you know, like the other nine fingers are doing great. And, you know, just start to realize all the positive, not focusing on the things that aren't so good.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have remedies. We have peach flower tea tree. It starts off with this lovely pink flower, changes to white, and it's that changeability. So, you know, it's in the woman essence that you mentioned, Nyla, because for that mood fluctuation, premenstrual or menopausal. So, again, you can think of, you know, moods going up and down. So it's stabilizing those. Crowia, which is a great balancing remedy. Dog rose for fear and anxiety. So, and it's got the waratah, which, you know, waratah is that for that black night of the soul. It's our logo because it's such a deep acting remedy. Like if someone's on the brink of, you know, despair, suicide, grabs them by the scruff of neck and pulls them back. And, you know, like you were talking, Nyla, the joy you get from, you know, that seeing the patients getting better. And, you know, teaching in Germany this year at the workshop, there was a psychotherapist and he came up to me in the break and just said, Ian, you know, I just want to let you know that the reason I'm here today is because of waratah. You know, like he was a man who was going to take his life in so much emotional pain. And waratah help pull him through that, and now, you know, he's doing amazing thing, helping so many people. And and we think of the amazing lives cut short by people in so much despair, and not only their suffering, but then that pain and that loss of all their friends, family, you know, losing that person, for example. And you know, like in Ireland, we have a company called New Vistas, and you know, they've run a number of workshops for me. And, it, you know, it was about a number of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I just finished teaching in Ireland and came back, and I got news that their general manager, Mark Cullen, had, you know, taken his own life. And it deeply affected me. I really loved this man. He was such a gorgeous man. And I'm thinking, I'm never going to have the chance to see you, talk with you, you know, do projects together. And he was such a gorgeous man. And you think, if only, you know, had I known, I would have grabbed him. And so at least we got waratah when people are feeling that, for someone to give it to them or for them to take it themselves. So we don't lose, you know, this gift of life and these wonderful people.
UK Health Radio, the
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You know that you've said about losing him, that actually is very hurtful as well, I have to say. I feel that pain. It's a really sad story, you know, but this is again where these Australian bushflower essences are so profound indeed. For those who may not have had an opportunity to listen to episodes 40 and 81 with Ian, please do go back and listen to them. It's available on all the podcast platforms. And I did forget to mention that Ian is also a qualified naturopath, herbalist, of course, but also a homeopath, which really just is full circle, complete circle. But hey, we need to talk about the remedy sedum, don't we, Nyla?
Yes, because it is also part of your 2025 Essence, and this is a new remedy that you have come up with. And I'm still with the number 9 because so much has happened for myself and Atik this year, and we are seeing those transitions happening, the opportunities coming. And we are humans and we do get tired. I think this is the right moment, even though this episode might air later on, but we'll have this opportunity to try the 2025 Essence on the 9th of the 9th.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And December is also, I mean, any month is good, but you know, like if you don't have the opportunity in September, you know, like December is another peak time to be taking it as well. Yeah.
Mm. It's so important, isn't it? It's so important. And I think what, you know, this rat race, we've heard that word, haven't we? Everybody is just caught up. And, you know, it's just nice sometimes just to take a break. It's like I was working long hours, and I remember a few weeks back, we were in a meeting, Nyla, and we were talking about the show and planning, and we were talking about some of the projects that we have on with homeopathy in practice. And she said, get off the chair and get out. And I said, okay. She said, you need to get out. You need to get fresh air. You need to see the sunlight. You need to be out of the house, out of the clinic, should I say. And it's so important because we're all caught up, aren't we? And we forget, because I know you're a surfer and you love that and you get time to do that. And it's nice, isn't it, to be out, to be free. And to it's so, so important to reset, even if it's temporary, because, you know, these things can need to be done every day, I think. But even a bit of exercise, it's so important, isn't it, to get out and just take it all in, right?
Look, to get some greenery, just have some nature around you, whether it's a park in the middle of London or wherever, and to see the sky, and hear some birds, and just get some nature and getting recharged. And like it's summertime for you guys, so it's a bit warmer, like be able to take your shoes off and go for a walk in a park, or in a, if you've got your own backyard, to walk their front yard and get your feet on the earth and feel grounded. And yeah, it's very uplifting.
You know, there's some research which you're obviously going to know anyway, but the latest research says that bird songs, and I've never heard anyone who said, "Oh my God, the birds in the morning, they drive me crazy." It's like, you either listen, you either hear bird song or you don't, but you're not sort of focused on why you don't like it. But they say bird song in the morning, listening to that, reduces your cortisol levels and balances in adrenals in the morning. I mean, wow. Wow. Isn't it? It's just amazing, isn't it? The beauties of nature. It's just phenomenal. And nature is bottled in these Australian bushflower essences, is it not? And that's just like fantastic, Anyway, enough from me. Nida.
Well, let me tell you about sedum Theralium, because it's quite a big change for us. This is the very first essence, and we've gone now got 71 single essences that was not made in Australia. So Jane and I were traveling in Corsica 2 years ago, and on our last day there, we came across sedum. And the thing that struck me, because it grows on rocks, it hardly even needs any soil. And when you look at it, it looks like this galaxy of stars. And like I was just amazed by it. We were sitting there for a number of hours just tuning in, getting information about it. So I realized I had to go back and make the essence. So went back, and then we were able to release it. And when I first started making the essences, they were dealing with more the basic ones, the resentment we talked about, daggerhakia, five corners for self-esteem, for sadness. And then, over the 40 years since I've started doing this work, the two newer essences are almost like spiritual qualities being coming to the fore. And sedum, it's a sense of spiritual optimism and hope. And it's really anchoring and grounding your higher self. And once you fully ground your higher self, it's like that sense of direction, purpose, where you're going becomes so much clearer. Your own inner guidance really gets strengthened. And if you're coming here to share or teach anything on a spiritual level, it really helps you to remember what it is you've come here to share and do that with. And it's when you see it, it's like this big colonies of it, and it's like this all these light workers marching forward together, and it's like wanting to really commit yourself to be part of something that's working for the highest good and for a higher good within itself, something for the light on a spiritual level. And it's quite an amazing remedy. And the challenge going back to it was the bush in Corsica is so impenetrable to get through, and you've got to go far enough off from the roads, and it tends to grow more in the north rather than in the center or the south. So trying to find a good location where I could make the remedy, and we found one area, and I thought, oh, there's going to be some good sedum there. Unfortunately, all along the side of the road were signs that entry prohibited. This is in French, that there's risk of death if you go in there because they're using live ammunition from time to time. And Joe just looked at me, my wife, and said, "You're not going in there." And in fact, on our honeymoon, we were up top end of Australia, and I was making this remedy called freshwater mangrove. And up in the top end of Australia where I make it, there's crocodiles, and you've got to be right in the water. And she's, kept yelling, that's me, workaholic, trying to make an essence on our honeymoon up there. Saying, "Come back, you're too close to the water. I'm too young to be a widow, like come back." I wasn't
That's
making
a memory and a half, isn't
Yeah.
it?
So eventually we found this one location which was, long way off the road, and like it was just magical. There was beautiful views over the ocean, and every on the rocks and the cliffs there was just full of sedum. And it's also for people to help really channel and bring through information for spirit. And spirit's really wanting a lot of information, knowledge coming down now, and wanting vehicles to be able to share and spread, you know, the messages from spirit. So, you know, it's not dealing so much with the emotional or the physical or mental, but it seems like more on that spiritual level, this essence. Yeah.
Amazing. Wow.
And
optimism, yeah. Hope, higher self, finding your higher self, because we are seeing this very often now, even in our young generation, that they are also looking for their higher self. Who are they? Where are they? Where do they belong?
Yeah.
It's a time, transitional time. Like, they don't want to conform to the norm. They don't want to stay in the boxes that have been built for them from their ancestors. They want to explore. And in that mission of finding yourself, you sometimes get lost. Sometimes don't know where to go, what to do. And finding the right hand to hold on to, or in this case, an essence that will help you find the higher self in yourself, can be so helpful, can be so powerful, actually, to reconnect, rebalance, and yes, move on in life.
And get that direction, that guidance, where you're going.
Get that, yes. Yes.
You know, the beauty of these essences, and I've said it before as well many times, is because they're very gentle. It's like if I give the example of walnut, for example, as far as another remedy is concerned, you'll know about walnut. And it's just a gentle push, you know. It's not overpowering. It's not overbearing. It's just the right balance, almost just that perfect mix, isn't it, with the bush essences that I found, where it just says, just gently, there you go. Or even, hey, I've got your hand, or I've got your back, you know, let's go. And it's wonderful.
And I think that's probably one of the major differences with the homeopathy and the flower essences. In the flower essences have that self-adjusting mechanism where it's not going to be pushed into an aggravation. Occasionally it happens, but it's very rare, as opposed to, you know, like making sure you stop on improvement when you're taking a remedy with any potency to it, and just understanding that. Otherwise, yeah, but so, you know, mums and dads can use the remedies for themselves and their children, knowing that, look, you know, I haven't trained in homeopathy, I haven't trained in, you know, medicine, but I can give the remedy knowing it's going to be safe. There's not going to be a negative experience for my child or pets or whatever it might be. It's been a delight meeting you, Nala, and talking to you both today. So, and thank you for the opportunity, just, you know, being able to talk about the essence. It's great.
We will talk again, of course we will. And it's just amazing. Please do carry on with everything that you are. Well, you don't need us to say that. You're going to, because you're self-committed, self-motivated, and you love humanity and everything that nature has to offer. So again, the greatest respect to you. And hey, let's work together. We have some ideas.
Yeah, and meet, and don't meet crocodiles on your honeymoon.
No, that's always good advice.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, right. Ian. Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.